Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to those viewing on LinkedIn right now. Welcome to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden. We here at Executive Career Upgrades help professionals, right, obtain the next career opportunity, keep the job, be successful at the job so they can make success easy. And we have a special announcement today, but I will get to that in a second. But first, hey, do me a favor. Of course, okay, if you've listened to like 30 of these podcasts, I'm sorry you have to hear this every time, but do me a favor and leave me a review over on Apple iTunes if we give you anything of value today, okay? It's Christina. It's one of our targets. If you've been following us for a while, you know that we're extremely serious about our goals. It is on our vision board, which we look at every single day, to be a top 100 podcast. So do us a favor and we will continue to deliver extreme value to you in your career. And hey, whether you're watching live right now for our live episode, which I will be monitoring the comments. Oh, just reminded myself. Thanks, Christy. Or number two, you listen on Apple or Spotify. Here's what I want you to do. I started something new. I've been doing it once a week. It's only been available on the uploads. I haven't been streaming them live. It's called Client Series. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely do that. We had Ms. Pamela Roman on Client Series 001. Again, go check out the Exec Upgrades podcast over on Apple or Spotify or anywhere on the internet. Check that out. She got 5 interviews from networking with other professionals above her level. Phenomenal story. So definitely go check that out. And then last week we had Ranjit. Ranjit is the HR executive that we worked with 2 years ago that actually went from an executive and took some of the things that we taught him while working together. And now he has built a 7-figure consultancy. Let's go, Ranjit. Give it up. And hey, so definitely stay tuned and check out these client series. We're bringing in people that we used to work with who just have some amazing stories. And I know it'll help you in your career. So, hey, congrats to all the people. All of the professionals this week, I don't know what the number 11 has been going on, but it's like the last 4 weeks we've had 11 offers. It's been like 11 offers, 11 offers, 11 offers. So I don't know what's going on with the number 11, but hey, we had 11 more offers roll in, some accepted, some pending. We're still negotiating. So congrats to all those people. And a huge shout out to somebody, not going to say his name. We just wrapped it up, but who was in our program for 72 days and just accepted a role as a chief technology officer who I spoke to last week, who's probably tuning in. Hey, sir, I wish you the best of luck in your next opportunity and congratulations for all your hard work. All right, some exciting things are happening here at Executive Career Upgrades. And the clients, I haven't even went over this with any of the clients yet. We talked about it on the State of the Union at the beginning of the year this year. We have one of the largest pipelines of directors, VPs, and executive talent who continually invest in their career, who have track records of success, and it's been a pleasure to work with them. We are stepping back into the corporate recruitment arena, which means we're going to be providing opportunities and working with businesses who are scaling or looking for top talent. So if you're looking for a director, VP, or an executive, six figures or multiple six figures in product, legal, general counsel, COO, CEOs, senior directors of product, no matter what you're looking for, we have the largest pipeline of top-tier talent. If you have any needs and want to get connected to these professionals, do me a favor, send me an email with what you're looking for at tim@execupgrades.com. More to follow on this for the clients as well. So as always, though, hey, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get into today's episode. I know that this is going to help you today. I'm super excited to share this with you because this is something that I struggled with. Man, I struggled with for I don't even know how long I struggled with this. So episode, what's the episode? 135, okay? From, what's the title again? Yeah, I know what we're talking about, but the title is Shy to Sure by Mastering Confident Conversations. But here's what I'm talking about today, okay? For the longest time, I was a shy person. You may not know that now if you've been following me for a bit, because a lot of people say, gee, you're so professional, Tim. You always know what to say. You always have confidence. Hey, I'm on year 15 right now, okay? So let's go back to 15 years ago when I was the not confident Tim, the Tim who didn't know how to have conversations, the Tim who didn't know how to flip the switch when he needed to. I was a very shy person and a shy kid growing up. I wasn't an overly popular kid in, you know, when I first joined the military. I wasn't a popular kid in high school. And in college, I rarely even talked to anyone while going to night school in the military and getting my degree from Purdue, right? I was forced. So here I am, this shy kid. So if you're struggling with this, hey, please pay attention to this episode today because I know it's going to help you. So here I was, this shy kid, okay, who didn't like speaking in front of people. The military forced me to do this. I had to give, at all these military schools, I had to give countless military presentations, right, to groups of people on different topics. They make every person in the military do it. And every time I did it, and I'm giving you the taxing strategy soon, don't worry, but every time I did it, hear that? Man, heart's racing, palms sweaty, have some anxiety, every single time. Let's fast forward, okay? Then I was a recruiter in 2007 for 4 years in the military. My job was to, attract young men and women, or any men or women, right, that wanted to serve. This was probably one of the most anxious times in my life, probably more anxious, had more anxiety than even when I was deployed in a combat zone. Okay. So I remember one time I had to give a speech because I was the school recruiter. Don't remember the name of the school, but there was 300 seniors that were graduating. Hey, Sergeant Madden, come up and talk to all these kids. I was like, nervous and anxiety. Now, let's fast forward more. So that was 2007. Let's fast forward to 2017 or 18 when we did Executive Career Upgrade's first live event. Christina and I, we had 300 people register for this online event where we were going to talk about, you know, all things career. Man, still have anxiety. So what I'm letting you know before we get started on all these topics, okay, is if your hands get sweaty, okay, and you have a little bit of anxiety and your heart's beating a little bit, let me be the first to tell you that's absolutely normal, ladies and gentlemen. Christina asked me, like, I think it was 6 months ago, we were doing something big with a lot of people, and she was like, hey, do you still get scared and nervous before these events? And I was like, hey, fortunately, finally, not anymore. But I'm going to let you know that I did for 15 years. So let's talk about how to overcome that. Because if you're listening to this, right, you're a director, VP, or an executive. Okay? What do you need to do? Effectively communicate with your team all the time. All the time. You have to hire people. You have to instill mission and values. Okay, you might have to speak in front of the board, the CEO. This is going to happen. You can't make it to high levels without having to communicate to large groups, period, end of story. And do you think how confident you feel affects how other people view you? Absolutely. Do you think it affects your income? Absolutely. Do you think it affects if they want to promote you to the next leadership role or not? Absolutely. Who wants a leader at a high level who's shy talking to people? It's impossible. So let's provide you today with some tactics and strategies, okay? But I just wanted to share some stories with myself to say, even while I was doing all these events and talking to all these hundreds of people, I had anxiety every single time. You have to push past it. You have to push past the uncomfortability, okay? I hope it doesn't take 15 years like it did for me. I hope, A, you can get over it just by doing a couple events. But I didn't have any of these tactics and strategies I'm going to share with you. I kind of just like, all right, I got to do it. I don't care how I feel. I'm just going to force myself to do it. Now I'm looking back and I'm like, geez, if I would have had what I'm about to share with you, right, earlier, it would have helped out tremendously. So let's get into it. Hey, first off, transitioning from being shy to confident, okay, it's going to be a gradual process. This isn't something you can just snap your fingers and then, hey, I'm good. But with dedication and practice, it's entirely achievable. Let's get into the steps. Number one, you have to be aware. That's one thing I had going for me there. I had to be self-aware. So here's what I want you to do first, right? I want you to understand why you're shy. I need you to reflect on situations where you feel shy and try to understand why. What is it? You're just talking to people. What's the real fear? So what is the fear for you? You have to understand. A lot of people say, oh, I get nervous. Well, why do you get nervous? Ask yourself clarifying questions. That's a different podcast, right? But hey, why do you get nervous? Is it the fear of being judged? Is it you just lack self-confidence? Or is it something else? A lot of people sometimes, I'm just scared to do it. Why are you scared? I have fear. Why are you fearful? Let's confront the little thing. Because if you don't confront it, if you don't dig down deep and say, what is it? Why does this always happen to me? Okay? You won't be able to get past it. And then you need to accept yourself. Hey, if you are shy, embrace it. As part of, hey, it's who I am now. Okay? It's acceptance is the first step towards it. Because a lot of people don't want to admit it sometimes, you know? Hey, are you nervous? Are you nervous? No, I'm not nervous. It's okay to be nervous. There's nothing wrong with that. So number one, self-awareness and acceptance, okay? Just be aware of, I know I feel this way. Why do I feel that way? Number two, we go deep into this, into the Exec Upgrades programs, all the programs we do here, the leadership and development, the mastering your first 100 days, the career program, products we have for corporate is mindset. It's these mindset shifts. So it's currently like, it's like we have these negative thoughts in our head, right? Of like, fear of judgment, fear of this, what if this happens? Oh man, what if I have a panic attack? Okay. We have to replace those negative thoughts. So the first thing you need to do is you need to take out those negative thoughts and you need to inject positive thoughts. Easier said than done. I got it. But you need to start reframing, and there's many hacks to this. Go check out our previous mini episodes, okay? Instead of thinking, hey, I'm gonna embarrass myself, start thinking, hey, I have valuable things to share. Ponder that for a sec. Let's go back to all these situations. Let's go back when I love serving in the military. For those of you that don't know, 22 years U.S. Army, I loved it. No one loves serving in the military more than me. It's one of just the best things I've done in my life. I love it. Shout out to everyone who's still serving, who has ever served. Hey, I appreciate you. But when I look back at this, if I would have looked back when I was a recruiter who had to present on the fly to 300 high school kids on why they should join the military, I was thinking about, man, what if I say something wrong? What if I embarrass myself? You know what I should have been thinking about? I have valuable things to share. This has changed my life. It's given me discipline, responsibility. It's given me income. It's given me confidence. I've been able to serve my country. Just that shift. If I would have been thinking about that and I could have stayed focused on that more than focus on the negative, it probably would have changed my life for the better a lot sooner. Because even when I fast forward to did the career one, right, back in 2017, 18, I was so scared. What if I do this? What if I do this? You know what I should have said? Hey, I've dedicated my life to all things career. And I know a lot. And it's my responsibility, duty, and obligation to share my valuable advice with people who join that event and with you. By the way, I appreciate you if you're listening in. I've learned a lot and I want to share it with you to make success easy for you. So just start thinking about that. There's always a reason to think about these negative self-talk, right? There's always a reason. But here's what I know after 20 years, it's never helped my situation. So if that's you, why are you doing things that aren't helping your situation? So start thinking about the positive side. I have valuable things to share. Or maybe from a leadership perspective, hey, the board wants me to report the data and my thoughts on it. Hey, I have valuable things to share. Number three, one thing I didn't do a lot because I was average for a long time. I didn't prepare and I didn't practice. I didn't prepare my topics. I didn't overly prepare my presentation. You know, I didn't prepare. I don't know, you know, I could go through all of the things I didn't prepare on, but I didn't read a book on effective communication at the time. I was just winging it. Well, no wonder I look in hindsight. No wonder I was so nervous and I had anxiety all the time. Getting better at something doesn't happen by luck and chance, ever. You have to put in the work. And sometimes, here's what, you know, I was just doing self-development this morning. And they said, hey, you can go read the book. You can go do the course. You can go get a mentor. But that alone is not going to change anything. You have the information, great. You have to action it as well. Does that make sense? I'm glad I know that now. Because when I first get started on my like professional development journey, I would read a lot, but I wouldn't implement a lot of the things. Therefore, it was almost a waste of time. So you need to prepare and you need to practice. You need to not only read the book, you need to apply the book. You need to learn the fundamentals and then practice them. And know that just because you gathered the information, you get a mentor, you get the course, you get the book, and you start practicing, doesn't mean, ta-da, we all done. Okay? It takes time. So, hey, you need to practice and prepare. Exposure. You have to do the thing. You have to do the thing. And remember, even when you practice and prepare, even when you shift the mindset, sometimes that anxiety is still going to be creeping in. It's a daily battle. So maybe you're not ready for a 300-person event or a 1,000-person event. Maybe you're starting with your small team of five or a group of people where you're leading a project. So sometimes gradually exposing yourself to these situations, right, it's going to help you when you're starting with like familiar people and environments before moving into new ones. And also, as always, hey, I'm a big fan of joining clubs, groups, masterminds, mentorships, right? There's many in the world. Engaging in activities where you can meet new people with similar interests. This provides common ground, makes it easier to communicate. Make it easy for yourself. So many people get stuck on something, whether it's their job, they don't know how to overcome something in their life, they're dealing with something, it's financially, it's I don't know what it is for you. And they beat themselves up every single day in a negative thought loop, thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. And they wonder why things don't change. The good news, what I figured out now, is there is a blueprint and a roadmap for everything. You just have to go find it. And then you just have to implement it. And then you just have to continually implement it as well until you've mastered it. And that's how, eventually, you go to the last step. Right? You build confidence through achievements. This is one of the things. Do you think I don't get anxiety sometimes and I'm not nervous? All the time it happens. So one of the hacks I do is if you walk into my office, I have all my military awards, all my certificates of achievements, all of the things I've had to overcome in my life. So on one of those random Tuesday afternoons where I'm getting beat up at 1 p.m. Eastern, I look around for a sec. Take a breath, look around. Man, I remember that hard thing and that hard thing and that hard thing and that hard thing. And guess what? It's all prepare me for this moment. Now let's overcome it, whatever it is. So start with maybe some smaller achievable goals. Like saying, you know, I know it may sound silly to you. Say hello to a stranger. Christina actually was just at one of our friends who owns a very large medical practice, right? And that's one thing they implemented. Say, hey, today for, you know, working on communication for the team, hey, you're going to Subway, you're going to lunch or whatever, just say hello to a stranger. Shyness is not going to leave you unless you confront it and unless you apply tactics and strategies. How can you hope to get better at something without doing anything, right? It doesn't make any sense, right? I wish, me and Alex both wish, we didn't have to work out and we would just become physically fit, okay? Does that sound reasonable? Probably not. Your business ain't going to grow itself. Your business unit ain't going to grow itself. Your body isn't magically going to get into shape. Retirement money isn't magically going to show up. None of these things magically happen. Just like, ding, 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 becoming a good communicator and overcoming your fear of shyness. So you need to celebrate your successes as well, right? That's one thing I didn't do as well. After that, do you know actually what I was doing? I was hurting myself even more. Do you know why? Because after that 300-person recruitment thing at the high school, do you know what I did? Do you know what I was thinking when I left? Whew, I'm glad that's over. Whew, I'm glad that event went well. You know what I just did? I confronted my fear, and then I said, I basically don't want to do that again. See what we do to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen? See what we do to ourselves. You need tactics and strategy. So let's recap on today's to go from shy to sure so you can be confident in some of these presentations and with your leadership team so you can go get the job and money that you deserve, right? And you can grow your business units. So number one, self-awareness and acceptance. Number two, shift your mindset. Number three, prepare and practice continually. Number four, you got to get exposure. And number five, build confidence through achievements and celebrate your success. Those are things you need to do, okay? Those are things you need to do to be successful. If you don't do them, it's going to be very hard to be a good communicator, okay? So by taking some of these small, consistent steps and being patient with yourself, because know that we don't order good communication from Amazon. It isn't delivered in one night, right? It's not going to be at your house at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's not the way this works, okay? Be patient with yourself because you can build the confidence needed to navigate social situations more comfortably. I believe in you. Hey, if you don't believe in yourself, just think, hey, Tim Madden believes in you because I didn't have a framework, okay? And I know with a proper framework, and if you're able to be a little uncomfortable, you can be a master communicator. It will transform your life, transform your business unit, and transform the people that you're serving underneath you as well. Until next time, everyone, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Executive Career Upgrades podcast. As always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.